SBS Radio.
We have here today in our studio, Jeyus Polendaya. Good morning, Jeyus.
Morning, Tita Christine.
First, let's introduce you to our listeners. Your surname Polendaya is not a very common Filipino name like De La Cruz, Santos, Reyes, etc. Which part of the Philippines do you originate from?
I grew up in Makati, but originally my grandparents is from Samar in Visayas. My father is from Catbalogan, my mother is from Basay Samar.
At the moment, you are an active member of the education sector and also an active environment enthusiast. Do you mind introducing yourself further to our listeners?
Currently, I've been teaching for 10 years in higher education and BAT sector with different organizations such as Swinburne La Trobe, Homeschool, and currently with Chisholm. And I am doing a job for Chisholm as a course coordinator in cybersecurity space.
With so much experience in life, we have so much to talk about today, but perhaps we can talk about your being an educator first, as you have mentioned. They say teachers are most important part of the society because they are there to teach the young people to become better citizens. So you mentioned you teach an important subject. It's about cybersecurity. How important is this issue in today's climate?
With the current Internet of Things, or everything is connected through the Internet, we need to be secured in all matters of ways that we could ensure that our data is protected. So by doing this, we're delivering this type of courses, pre-taped courses in Victoria, in delivering a cert for going to advanced diploma program in cybersecurity.
This subject, I take it, is more applicable to people who are regularly interacting in the online world. How does it affect the ordinary day-to-day citizen who does not care about computers or social media in particular?
Currently, just viewing my computer, it shows that how many threats in the world that's happening. You know, it could be hacking, could be stalling your identity, getting information, getting data. So it's really hard to say, on the aspect and personal level. But I would say once you put your information in the internet, your name, your phone number, everything will be open. So it's much better that you know how to protect your data.
So you're saying cybersecurity is a real big threat to the society in general?
Yes. There's a lot of circumstances or what happened in organization or personal that been hacked, your account, and it's been used in an inappropriate way, or sometimes you lost money or lost some valuable data in your possession, even your pictures. If somebody hacked you, it could be deleted or could be used in an inappropriate way.
So are you saying with some people that say, oh, I've been hacked, so they're not imaginary?
No, personally, myself have been hacked. My eBay account have been hacked and they spent like $500, but luckily, I know how to monitor on what's happening. I could easily, revert back and ask eBay to secure my account again.
What do you think that people should be aware of so they're not affected by this issue?
One thing is they need to change their password regularly, or more complex password rather than putting up, ABCD password. They need to be a more complex one. Second one is, antivirus system would help as well, and other security devices that they could use on their computers or, mobile devices.
So changing password is a key to real security online.
There's only one aspect of it. Like, for example, one thing is installing, those kind of softwares like antivirus or firewall to help you to determine if there's somebody hacking or accessing your computer, your data.
In our previous chat, you made mention as an educator, you have received some awards. What are they?
On different institutions, I've been given, numerous awards and, on my performance. Currently, right now, I have been chosen of the Department of Education and Training to become one of their ambassadors on their campaign that will be released this September going to December.
Now, let's move on to this other aspect of your life. This is about your being an environment enthusiast. So how did you get involved with this type of groups?
I started this one with my younger years when I started attending scouts. Then afterwards, on my uni days, becoming a mountaineer, joining Triskelion and different activist groups like Kamalayan and Greenpeace International. So spending time outdoors and climbing mountain, you see the relevancy of, what's important in our nature. And, I could see that it's being neglected across the globe. So I feel that we need to do something about it.
So how would you encourage people to become active in the community, particularly in this area of caring for the environment?
One of my mentors gave me this formula that I've been doing and I want to share. It's called One Per Week. How it works is by donating 1 hour of your time in volunteering, donating 1 hour of your wages in charity, and 1 hour giving praise or giving thanks on what you receive blessings on each week.
Do you actually do this?
Yes, I always do this, and not only every week, every day.
So you find that you can sustain doing this. But for an ordinary individual, I think it may be difficult. Say even donating 1 hour of your wage.
It's all about dedication. We have 24 hours each day. And the 23 hours, you know, giving 1 hour, it's not that difficult.
Now, recently, you were one of the coordinators in a tree planting initiative in the Western Suburbs. Can you tell us about this?
Been doing this for a number of years through Triskelion and now through Freemasonry. So we're trying to help different council and planting activities, cleanup drives to help sustain and get more green up in, you know, different areas.
So how would you encourage people to plant trees in their own backyard or start composting or recycling in their own homes? I know a lot of people are still unaware of these issues. Some people are just into throwing things and couldn't be bothered.
There's a lot of different council, you know, tackle this issue. Particularly in Windom, what they're doing is they're putting up different information drive. They're giving up pre-compost bin, you know, attending seminars, just learning, you know, keep update on what's happening in your community.
I guess we have to start changing people's behavior and attitudes.
That's correct. That's one of the most important thing.
But how can we make this achievable?
Small advice is just, you know, do the right thing, because we have, you know, procedure and guidance already in terms of waste management that only some people don't care about it. You know, we should start caring and we should realize that global warming is real.
Being an enthusiast about the environment, have you had any awards or recognition in this particular area?
Yeah, last 2017, Windom City Council recognized the work that we have done. So I've been awarded for Volunteer of the Year for Environment and Sustainability in 2017 and also candidate for or finalist for Australian of the Year in Windom City Council in 2017.
Now, I think another topic that is dear to your heart is the Filipino Masonry in Victoria, which you mentioned earlier. Would you like to talk about this?
Freemason in general, we have, you know, three principles. It's about brotherly love, relief, and truth. So Freemason teaches us about charity work. Some of the work that we have done is, like, for example, you know, tree planting activities. We participated in Good Friday appeal annually. And our lodge alone in Western District donated for less 20-month foundation around $25,000 to assist those foundations.
So majority of the members, who are they of this Masonry in general?
Yeah. It's Freemasons across the globe, but Freemason Victoria itself, we are all spread all in Victoria and we have different foundations that we're supporting. With Filipino Masons, there's real popular growth in Victoria. I have one colleague or Freemason that, you know, asked me that, why is that, you know, in all Asians that Filipinos are more predominant in Freemason? And the answer just I gave him is, you know, through our, you know, national heroes of the foundation of the Filipinos is based on Freemasonry.
So if anyone is interested to be part of the Masonry, where can they go?
They could ask, if they know somebody who's a Freemason, they could ask how to join it, or they could visit the website freemasonvictoria.org.au and they'll find more information about the organization.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, also want to say about a part of Freemasonry is about Shriners International. So I'm a part of Shriners International or Shriners Melbourne. So we have different causes, or, you know, it's a part of different causes in Freemasonry Foundation. Shriners International have like 22 operating hospital that's for free. And in Victoria, what we're doing is we're supporting a organization about hearing aid. It's called Taralay. Don't know how to pronounce it.
But I've never heard of it.
Yeah, but it's been operating for 50 years and we're supporting them.
So why are they called Shriners?
Shriners International is, you know, founded in the U.S. in a long time ago. Don't know about the years. I think 100 years plus. But it's more on make people happy. So the focus of Shriners is more on helping people in need going to the hospital. That's why they're building up, you know, more than 100 hospitals around the world.
Thank you so much, Jayus Polandaya, for your time, and thank you for joining us at SBS.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.